All right, bonjour mes amis. Comment ça va sur ce joli, joli lundi matin? C'est temps à stuff pour le tasse de café. Ça, c'est bien. C'est Mike et Mark avec vous autres ce matin. On a pu souhaiter que Charlie vienne tout de suite avec nous autres. Il a pu faire meilleur. On a charlé avec lui. Moi, je suis gonna le joindre ce matin juste pour dire bonjour et visiter avec lui. C'est toujours bien. On est ici sur la tasse de café. Est-ce qu'à 9h ce matin, ça fait donner les autres un phone call 363-2124. On aimerait parler avec vous autres. C'est toutes sortes de bonnes affaires, le mot en français. Des bons sujets qui vous ont veut parler pour, peut-être, qui vous ont embrassé sur le fin de semaine, quelque chose comme ça. Donnez-nous autres un phone call. Notre sponsor pour aujourd'hui, c'est Peter Strowitz avec Edward Jones, Industrial Supply and Sports. Eric Gill Insurance, Carey's Rue, Prairie Manor Nursing Home, Rocky Riders Collision Center, Savoie Medical Center, Stat Home Health, Bonhomie Insurance, Teach Food Store, Coburn Supply Company, Dr. Jake LeFleur, and Brown's Furniture. C'est les autres qui font notre programme. On se croit never à ce matin. Ça fait donner les autres un phone call. On aimerait parler avec vous autres. Et Mark, bonjour mon ami. Comment ça va ce matin?
Doing fine, Mike. And I wanted to give a little update report. I had a chance to go visit with Charlie on Friday, and he's looking good. His doctor asked him to stay out at least one more week because he's still taking more tests and more treatments. So, Charlie, if you're listening, we're hoping and we're pulling for you to get well and to be with us. We want you well. So it looks like, Mike, one more week, and then maybe Charlie will be back in with us next week.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to that. But, of course, we want him to get well.
We
want him to push himself. So, anyway, 363-2124 is the number to call. Mark, what y'all did for trick or treat?
They came around the house and we gave away a lot of candy. It was a lot of fun, Mike.
We didn't do a whole lot. We don't get a whole lot on our end over there, you know, anymore like we used to. But when I was growing up, we lived behind the old A&P, and there was always something. But we'd go everywhere. And when my kids were growing up, my parents still lived there, and it was bumper to bumper, Mark.
Really?
It was a good, safe place to go bumper to bumper, man, and we looked forward to that every year. But
things have changed so
things
much.
Things have changed. Thank goodness the people that put on the thing last weekend, and I think Chico Park and Crooked Creek had some things going on. So
yep.
Thank God for that, you know. So, but anyway.
One more thing, Mike, since we're talking about illnesses and sicknesses, a member of the KVPI family is going to have surgery this morning, and that is our salesman, Bert Miller from Eunice. In fact, Bert was with us a week ago. He's going to have surgery this morning, so we're asking everyone to remember Bert in your prayers that the surgery goes okay and that he'll be back in the swing of things before too long. In fact, he was with us last week along with Earl Taylor, from what I understand, the dance was a complete sellout. The crowds had a big crowd of people, so everything went well, and we wish all the best to Bert and his family.
Well, yes, absolutely, and I'm glad to know the dance went well and stuff. He didn't twist his back doing
no, no, no.
Okay, just
this is something that had been scheduled for a while.
Yeah, so. Okay. Well, good luck to you, Bert, and hope you listen again or whatever, but... Anyway, how about the mot en français, word of the day, Mark?
The word of the day, Mike, is an interesting one, an egg yolk. For all of you eating breakfast this morning, how would you say the yolk of an egg?
I like that, but I'm not, and I know when you're going to say it, I probably know it.
And I'm probably going to mispronounce it, but I'm going to give it a shot. Le jaune d'œuf, am I close?
That's good.
Le jaune d'œuf.
The yellow of the egg.
The yellow of the egg. Yeah, the literal translation. Le jaune d'œuf, that's the egg yolk.
I didn't.
And that is our word of the day.
Le jaune d'œuf. Okay, that used to be my favorite part. I never did like the white part until I became an adult. Used to be just that yolk.
Yeah, exactly.
But I learned to like it all. So anyway.
A lot of doings this week, Mike. KVPI is making arrangements to cover Basel Swine Festival, which is this weekend. You know, as last year, because of COVID, they didn't have any festival. But they're going to have it this year, and you're going to hear a lot of messages from our sponsors, and our KVPI road crew will be there broadcasting live Saturday at the Pig Barn at the festival grounds in Bazille. So make plans to join our friends in Bazille for the Swine Festival. And secondly, we're also going to be in Mamou, Mike. You're going to be at Fred's, and we're going to be in Mamou because they're going to have their Veterans Day event a few days early. This coming Saturday,
wow,
they'll have the Veterans Day parade that Saturday. They'll have the program at the Legion Hall all this Saturday. So we're making plans to be there and do a live broadcast over there. So what I'd like to ask is one of the topics we can bring up for especially our friends in Mamou, your memories of going to the November the 11th, growing up to the fair and to the parade and the political speaking bar. Remember the politicians would go speak there, Mike. It was kind of like over here, the courthouse, mm-hmm, many, many years ago. So if people have memories of November the 11th of years ago, give us a call.
And, you know, not too many years ago, after the parade, they'd go to the veterans' home, and I've been there, and I listened to them speak. So hopefully it's still going on, and hopefully they have a good crowd. Should be a big weekend in Mamou that's coming up. And then Billy Nunges, I believe, our lieutenant governor, is going to be the something in Bazille.
The Swine Festival King.
That's what it is.
Billy Nunges will definitely be there. And, in fact, the queen is supposed to be coming to tape an interview with us to talk about the festival.
How about that? We got a phone call, Mark. Let's see. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Bon matin, Mike.
Hey, Hillary Hill. Comment ça va, mon ami?
Ça va vite.
Ça va vite, all right.
In a new month already, the 21 is just about gone, huh?
Oh, man, yeah, it's on a roll, that's for sure, huh?
Oh, Lord, when you get older, I mean, it looks like it goes fast.
I think we only get 6 months out of the year as we get older, huh?
Oh, yeah, I think we get an extension of 6 months anyhow.
Exactamente. What you going to tell us this morning, my friend?
Anyhow, I heard Mark say that Charlie's looking good. A long time he should have been in the hospital if he's looking good now.
Go ahead. I'm sure he's saying something.
You're getting in trouble again, Hill.
I'm glad he's feeling well. Let's put it like that.
Yeah,
that's what most people say. They say, "Mr. Hill, you're looking good." I said, "No, but I'm well. I don't look good, but I'm well."
Some things don't change, huh?
Oh no. The face don't change. It changes for old.
Yeah.
Anyhow, that's what I wanted to say. I'm glad that my old buddy's doing good, and I'm anxious to hear him back on KVPI.
I feel sure he's listening in. In fact, I talked to him a little bit earlier, and I'm going to, when we get out of here, I want to go visit with him. I hadn't got to see him, you know, it's been one thing and another, but I'm going to go by and I'll tell him hi in case he didn't hear, but I feel sure he heard you.
Yeah, he's still in the hospital, huh?
Oh, no, he's back home.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's back home. Okay, well, I know where he lives.
Yeah, he's back home. He's just taking therapy and stuff like that, you know.
If I had a bridge across the canal, I could walk to his house.
Well, maybe so. Maybe you can throw some rocks at y'all can talk in the backyard.
Yeah, maybe we could make a bridge across the canal so we could visit.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, and y'all have a good day. And I hope Mamou has a big thing. And we... Walmart invited some of our veterans, VFW veterans, to be at the Walmart Veterans Day, November the 11th.
Okay.
So
okay.
If you know, when y'all go to if y'all go to Walmart on Veterans Day, mm-hmm, you'll see a few veterans at the door.
That can be a little poppies or whatever you call that.
Well, we'll have the poppies, but it's more celebrating Veterans Day.
Okay. Good. Yeah. Well, that's good to know. I'm glad you reminded us of that. Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right, Hillary. Thank you, sir. All right, our good friend Hillary Hill checking in with us this morning. Mark, you got something for us, or you want me to do something for
us? Yes, sir. Go ahead.
All right. Let's see what we got here. Let's see what we got here.
Hi, I'm Peter Straw with your Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Your 401k is likely one of your most important assets, but it's only one part of a comprehensive retirement strategy. Edward Jones can help you understand how your retirement assets fit into your entire retirement picture so you can work toward meeting your unique retirement goal. Please contact me at 337-363-7870 or contact me at 120 West Main Street, Suite 1, Ville Platte, Louisiana. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
All right. Bien, merci, mon ami. And Mark, we got another caller. Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
This is Marcia Laguerre. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you, young lady. How are you?
I'm doing good. Before I talk, I want to wish Mr. Charlie good luck already back home and to his family that taking care of him. I know it's hard because I went through that. Uh-huh. But with the faith, with love, he's going to pull through.
Well, you got a lot of people pulling for him.
That's that's what I say. But listen, y'all were talking about a yolk of an egg in John Duff.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, when we were coming up, we used to make some ice cream. And my mama would break the egg in a bowl, and she would take the yellow out and put the white off aside. And she would whip it up with some sugar, the yellow, uh-huh. whip it up with sugar, and she would put it in some milk and cook it on the stove. And she would whip that white when it was almost done, and she would put it in the pot with what was boiling with the milk to make the ice cream.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds delicious.
Yeah, and we was all around looking because, you know, we had those freezers that you turn with your hand.
Right. Yeah. I still have one of those, sure.
I still got mine, too. Everybody wanted, but I ain't giving my freezer.
Oh, no, we don't use it, but it's there in the closet. I know where it's at just to show off.
Right, but that's how we used to make some ice cream.
Wow, how about that? I like that. That sounds good.
Using the yolk, the yellow of the egg, whip it up with some sugar,
uh-huh.
and put it in your milk, then take the white and whip it up when your milk, and you know, for the make ice cream is almost done,
uh-huh.
you would put it in there and stir it, you know, assemble it up.
Yeah.
Then let, you know, you had to let it cool off, then
sure.
you would put it in your, they would call it a ice cream freezer, they would call it a saboteur.
Chabotia, okay.
Okay, y'all have a blessed day.
Well, good. Thank you so much, Miss Mercedes. See that, Mark? We learned something else. Something new.
That's my mom was the same way. She used all homemade materials. She didn't buy anything at the store when we made ice cream in the old days. Yeah.
Now, what she's telling, would that have made like a vanilla flavor maybe? You don't remember, right?
I don't remember.
I don't know either.
But I mean, it was delicious.
Oh, it's got to be.
It's all homemade products that she used.
Mm-mm-mm.
It was good. And it was rich.
Sounds good to me.
Hey, the lines are open. If you have memories again of going to the Swine Festival years ago, or of going to November the 11th, L'Anse de Novembre in Mamou years ago, give us a call because both events are coming up this coming weekend. Allons parler pour le Rocky Riders Collision Center. Mes amis, quand votre voiture a besoin l'ouvrage de sur le corps de votre char, frame repair or just un touch-up, viens visiter le Rocky Riders Collision Center à 404 Tay Cove Road. Rocky et son staff va traiter votre voiture juste comme le char à l'allemand. Ça spécialise dans collision repair, frame repair, color matching, et votre char va être gardé comme un nouveau encore. Ça fait tout l'ouvrage dans une location, all under one roof, including le setting up point car rental aussi. Et ça accepte tous les compagnies d'assurance. Ça vous offre estimates. Rocky Rider a plus que 30 ans d'expérience et tout son ouvrage est garanti. Rocky Riders Collision Center est ouvert lundi en travers de vendredi, 8h jusqu'à 5h. Appelle Rocky à ce matin, 363-0997 et n'oublie pas un notary on-site at Rocky Riders Collision Center. Vaught Hometown Car Repair Center.
Mike? All right. 363-2124. We got about 45 minutes left in our program. Hey, Mark, you know what? I met this guy in the band. He's been there, but I never realized what his, at Fred's, I never realized what his name was because I hadn't seen him that many times. His name is Mike, like Mike Mine. So, you know, when you call someone the same name, that's just Tokai. You knew that, huh?
Yeah,
Tokai.
Yeah, the same name.
Yeah, so we got to have a nice Tokai. It's not Mike and Mike, it's Tokai
it's
and Tokai.
Tokai.
So, anyway, looks like we got a call, Mark. Let's see who's calling. And bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
This is Buff.
Good morning, Buff. Lower your radio a little bit, Buff. Lower your radio.
I'll have to call back, boys.
Just lower your radio, Buff.
I'll have to call back. I got to get up and go to the radio.
Okay. All right. Okay.
All right. While we wait, Mike, let's go ahead and talk about Le Tietz Food Store. T Teets Food Store is open 7 days a week to better serve you, and they're offering you some fantastic specials all over the store that you could take advantage of, like a Boston butt, bone-in, $1.29 a pound, boneless sirloin steak, the family pack, $4.99 a pound, fryer leg quarters in the 10-pound bag, $3.99, those delicious McIntosh or Red Delicious apples, the 3-pound bag, $2.99, yellow onions, 3-pound bag, 99 cents. Also, you're going to find Always Save Sugar, the 4-pound bag, $1.99. The canned vegetables by Always Save, 2 cans, $1. The cooking oil, canola or vegetable cooking oil, 2 big 48-ounce sizes, just $5. And that's not all. You'll find some other great specials. For example, Mike, you can find the red potatoes, 5-pound bag, 2 bags for $5. And also in the meat department, USDA T-bone steaks, the family pack, just $5.99 a pound. And also the ham hocks at 99 cents a pound. And don't forget their deli bakery department offers you delicious boudin and daily plate lunches as well. Come in and visit with Luke and Chris and the whole team. It's a family operation, and they'll treat you like a member of the family at Teets Food Store, locally owned and operated on West Main in Ville Platte.
You know, when you're hungry, the simplest little thing makes you hungry. You talked about some potatoes. A good art. I love to bake a potato or a potato, just Irish, and boil it, crush it, put a little salt, black pepper, and some sour cream on it, and some green onion top. Get out of here, Mark. Let's see what we got here. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Hey, this is Buff.
Hey, good morning, my friend. How are you, Buff?
All right, and you. Hey, the lady was talking about the ice cream.
Yes, sir.
We used to cook it in a pot. The sugar, the egg, the milk.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then we pour that in a bowl to let it cool down before you put it in the ice cream maker.
Okay.
And then you put the vanilla in it and stir it.
Okay. So that's where you get your vanilla taste. Okay, I got you.
And then you, if you wanted some bananas in it, you cut the bananas in it while you were putting it in the can.
Oh, wow. Okay, that sounds good.
And you see with that beet in there, it would smash the bananas round and round and make them come up with the ice cream.
So you had to beat it with that little, what you call there, huh?
Yeah, there was a beater inside the can. That plastic deal you put inside the can.
Yeah. Okay. I see what you're saying.
That's to agitate the stuff.
That's right.
And make it rise.
Ooh, wow. Mm, sounds good to
getting
me.
Getting me hungry.
Oh, man. So, and now... Then after that, you would just put in the refrigerator in the freezer, you say, and just let it set?
Yeah, you let it get cold, because it took it made the ice cream a lot faster when everything was cold.
Yeah, sure. I'll be dog. Oh, man.
I still got the two of them over here, the one you turn by hand and the one you plug.
I got one of each also, you're right, but I haven't used either one. It's too much easier just to grab some, but there's nothing like some good homemade ice cream.
No,
right
you talk about. Can you still buy that the hand crank kind, Buffy? Is that still available? Can you buy it at the store?
Oh, yeah, you can still buy the hand crank one.
Oh, yeah?
You go to No Bob's Auctions.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
He came and get $5 if it's for one animal.
Really? Wow.
Well, that's work.
Yeah.
you got to put that between your 2 feet and turn that handle.
But that was the fun of it. We'd take turns. And one of them would sit on the top of an old sack, and the other would take turns. Yep. You know? Boy, at the end, it would get hard to turn. That's when Pop would take over.
And when you got to take that thing out and you start licking it, that was my favorite part of it.
We'd eat the salt dust as it was making it, you know, but salt.
That's right. You had to have a special kind of salt, huh? Yeah,
rock salt.
To melt that ice.
Mm-hmm.
That regular table salt would melt too fast.
Yeah, it's a rock salt I think we'd use, huh?
Rock salt, yeah.
Yeah. Good. Thank you, Buff. We appreciate it. How you feeling, okay?
All right, boys. All right. Oh, yeah, I'm doing good.
Good for you. Good to hear you back. You doing well, and hope to see you back for Toulon, okay?
Okay, bro. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling.
All right, Buffy. Good to hear from him.
Yeah, I'm missing my buddy over there at Fred's Lounge. But I tell you what,
how was the crowd Saturday, Mike?
A great crowd. Oh, well, they started coming in early. They're back to the old Fred's, Mark. They come in early and they stay late. In fact, last Saturday I wasn't there because I was just recovering from my surgery.
Right.
The wife and I passed, I guess, about 12:30 or something, just to see what I was going. We were going to Eunice, and the park, everything was full.
Just like old times.
Same thing Saturday. People are coming in. They meet each other there, groups, and some come in early. They can see the older senior citizens sitting in the little place. The rest, they don't care. They stand up and they dance and they just cut up. And it's great. Old Barry's still there. Barry listens to us, by the way, him and his mama.
Hello, Barry, if you're listening in.
That's right. So anyway, it's still a good time at Fred's.
All right. So it should be really nice this week.
Wow,
The weather's supposed to be nice, and plus they got veterans, the Veterans Parade and the Veterans Event, plus Fred's. It's going to be a lot of fun in Mamou this weekend.
A lot of things going on in Mamou. You're right. It didn't skip on right over to Basile, too. Huh?
That's it. Let's talk about another one of our sponsors, Mike, and that's going to be for Coburn Supply. Two locations in our area to better serve you, offering you granite for your home, the perfect addition to your new kitchen or bathroom. Coburn Supply is your number one headquarters for lighting and plumbing fixtures, appliances, hardware, home decor, and now granite at great prices. Coburn's has been serving the KVPI listening area for more than a half century. Your number one choice for electrical, plumbing, and air conditioning needs. You'll enjoy dealing with the friendly, knowledgeable one-on-one service that you're going to get from Coburn's that you're not going to get from those big box stores. So if you're planning to build new or you're planning to remodel before too long, you be sure to visit with our good folks over in Coburn's in Eunice or Opelousas for a no-obligation estimate on your next project. In the Eunice area, come in and visit with my good buddy Kobe and the crew at 770 North CC Dusson. Call Kobe at 457-7324. And in the Opelousas area, you be sure and visit with my good friend Ernie and the crew and check out their beautiful showrooms at 2601 West Landry. Call 948-8266. What you need, when you need it, it's all waiting for you at Coburn Supply in Eunice and Opelousas.
363-2124 is the number to call. We got about 35 minutes left on the program, and we'd love to speak to you. Mark, about approximately a little over 11 years ago, to be exact, September 28, 1990, I posted this a couple of years ago and it popped up. That's why I brought it. It was one of the saddest days the citizens of Ville Platte ever endured. It seems to me that the heart of our city had stopped beating. Somewhere around noon, as the fire alarm sounded and the firefighters from Ville Platte battled the fire, evangelized furniture, and G. Ardwan. So
it was today?
No, I wasn't today. It just popped up in my thing.
So I
took a picture of it. But I'm just wondering.
That day.
Oh, me too. I was a firefighter at that time, and I remember how hot it was. We went there, Mark, when the alarm went off. We was fighting the fire at the Evangeline Furniture. We were in the middle of the street. I was, for sure. My jacket was smoking. That's how hot it was. All of a sudden, we saw a flash, and we heard a noise. We looked, the pane glass on Gerard Wans had erupted, had busted. So, man, we all turned around, started pouring fire, water on that thing there. It's like, and the air conditioning unit just sucked it through. The mannequins caught into flame right in our face. That's how fast it took off. And then we ended up with fire departments from different areas, Mamou, I think Eunice, maybe even Opelousas, I don't remember, that came by and helped protect the other buildings. But it was a big, big deal. So a lot of people came and they were just standing there watching. A lot of people left work to come by. So I'm just wondering if anybody remembers that and might want to say something about it. So anyway, while waiting for that, we got a call, Mark, and let's see. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Hey, Mike and Mark, this is Joe from Prairie Manor Nursing Home.
Yeah, lower your phone a little bit, please, if you don't mind. Kind of echoing a little bit, my friend.
Yeah, this is Joe from Prairie Manor Nursing Home.
Yeah, how are you, Joey?
I'm doing good.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm going to have a birthday this month.
Get out of here. How old are you going to be?
56.
Hey, you're a young man yet, huh?
I'm sitting outside on the swing. It feels good.
I bet it feels good out there, huh?
I listen to y'all every day when I can.
Well, we're glad to have you as a listener. We're glad you can call us like that. We appreciate that.
Anyway, that's all I got to say. Well, have a good day.
Well, thank you for calling. We're glad to know you're doing good, and we're glad to know you're a faithful listener, okay?
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll talk to y'all later, then.
Thank you, buddy.
Bye.
All right, Mark. We never know who's listening to us, huh?
That's it. I think we have people from all over. Do you remember going to November the 11th years ago, Mike?
Yes.
Veterans Day in Mamou.
Oh, absolutely. I do. In fact, my wife and I would go. We brought the kids when they were small, too. You know, eventually they went on their own, but we continued going for a long time. But, yeah, and I remember the speeches because they were especially around the time that the sheriff's races or something. You know? And then
gosh.
You had the governors and the sheriffs, lieutenant governor, all that stuff. So it was a big deal. You could go sit there for a long time and visit with everyone, you know. So, yeah, that was some good memories there.
I remember Elaine Pete. I remember Walter Lee and those hot races and those hot speeches they would say. And my dad would tell me that some of these gubernatorial candidates would come over here years ago.
Yeah.
Of course, I don't remember that, but I do remember that they used to bring a fair. I'd walk from my house to the fair, which is on that empty lot next to the Legion Hall. And okay. The fair would park on that empty lot onto the street, and they had live Cajun bands performing inside the Legion Hall, and it was just a lot of fun. And they had a big parade, and all of the bands in our area, all of the high school marching bands would participate, and they had that state trooper that could do those tricks mm-hmm. on his motorcycle mm-hmm. would come every year for Veterans Day. So if you have some memories of Mamou Veterans Day, give us a call.
And I remember that, you know, especially when I was a teenager, because I wasn't so much into the politics stuff, but I'd go to the fair. Me and my friends would meet there, and we'd ride, and we'd, you know, just have a good time there.
Yes, sir.
And as I got older, it got more into the parades and the speeches and stuff. But, yeah. Good memories there, Mark.
We used to call it L'Anse de Novembre, Mike.
L'Anse de Novembre, you're right.
November the 11th was the big celebration in Mamou. And we're going to take another break, and we're going to hear a message from Miss Sherry right now, Mike.
All right, my friend.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Sherry from Delta Supply and Sport on Lincoln Road, your True Value dealer. This morning, let's talk hunting season. Let's not forget bow and arrow season, which comes early, as we already know. No, at the last minute, you think hunting, license, ammunition, they close. At Industrials, we have all of the above. Our clothing is also from Browning and Cohort. We have pants, shirts, and t-shirts. We also have vests, hunting bags. Our rainwear is from Frog Tog and Industrial Dutch Harbor in rainwear, bibs, and coats. Come see us at Industrial Supply and Support. We'll fix you up with the best. Behind every project is a true value. Always remember, respect the law, the land, and the game. Hunt safely, everyone. May God bless America.
All right, bien, merci, Miss Sharon. Mark, we got another phone call, and bonjour, qui c'est qui parle? Hello?
Hey.
Yeah.
Mr. Alvin.
Oh, lower your radio, lower your radio. Best on radio.
Lower your slide, Mike. Right here?
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Now we got it.
What's this say?
Hi, Mr. Alvin. Comment ça va?
Yes, quoi passe t la ligne?
How you doing, buddy?
I tell you what, it kind of bothered me because the phone was ringing in the office and I could hear on the radio. Listen.
Okay.
I want to talk to you about an old buddy I used to have in Basile.
All right. Tell us about it.
His name was, what was his name again? Wait, I forgot his name just now.
All right.
So, no, his daddy was Sidney Fontenot was his son.
Sidney Fontenot was his son. Sidney Fontenot, is that maybe the police juror?
Yeah.
Mr. Abney?
Abney Fontenot, exactly.
There you go.
If you remember Mr. Abney.
Uh-huh.
He was a police juror there as long as he wanted.
Yes. He was a good police juror.
He was a police juror too.
Yep,
just like his son.
Exactly.
Okay, I don't think I knew him.
I want to know why, but I can remember we used to go. He'd make a butcher every year. He'd get through for a big hog.
Boucherie, okay.
Boucherie cochon, and he had everybody from Evangeline Parish almost benefits are in surrounding there.
Uh-huh.
And we have the best time with Abner that you can imagine.
Really? That was a political thing or just something he'd do every year?
That's all he did was political on his life and drive a school bus.
Yeah, wow. Well, that sounded like a good time. And he'd do three of them?
At least three big ones.
Oh, wow.
And there was at least 50 people.
Yeah.
People that doing the bridge. Everybody'd come and help Sydney.
And Kudme, yeah.
Because they had knocker, you know.
Yeah, that sounded like a good time, huh?
And then all his brand would come to the neighborhood. I just wonder if anybody remembers those.
Oh, well, somebody from Basile might give us a call that might remember that, huh?
Basile, Bill Pratt, and everybody.
So everybody would go, no matter where you were from, huh?
If you were a politician, you'd go.
Okay, all right. Well, good. Good to know that.
If you were a good buddy, you'd go too.
Okay, there you go.
And he'd make some a big bouchardi, and we'd have fun.
Sound like a good time, huh?
Me, who is this? This is
Mike he's talking to.
Hey, Mike.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't that Ken to y'all?
Not that I know of. I'm not saying he wasn't. I had some people in Basile. Me was the Doge, Dutch Doge, the chief police. That was my uncle.
That was your uncle, no?
Correct. Dutch Doge, uh-huh.
That's the Doge, yeah.
That's correct. Yes, sir.
I knew her. That was my old buddy, too.
Oh, good. Yeah, that was a good man. He took care of his people over there in Basile for sure.
When I went with the food stamp and worked with the food stamp.
Right, I remember that. I remember that.
You always had a pot of coffee for us, waiting for us.
That's a man. Yeah, he took care of a lot of their business. He'd bring it on Mondays. He'd come over here. It was his day off, and he'd take care of it.
Maybe he picked up all those old people's calls.
You absolutely right. He sure did. Yeah.
The Irishman, we'd pass him out.
All right, good deal. Yeah, no Dutch. His wife, Miss and Elsa was my dad's sister.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. How did he get that nickname? Dutch Doge. It's Dorslin Doge was his name. Yeah, that was his real name, but I'm not sure how he got Dutch.
Everybody called him Dutch, though.
That's correct, yeah.
Dutch, I don't know his good name.
Dorslin Doge.
Everybody is Dutch.
Mm-hmm.
Dutch Doge.
That's correct.
He was a British chief there for as long as he wanted to.
He was there a long time, you're right, and he was...
Yeah, very well.
Mm-hmm.
He used to deliver the mail. He'd go work for the railroad.
I didn't know that.
He'd had a hook, and as it passed, it wouldn't stop. The train was passing it. It mailed her.
Really?
Oh, well, yes, sir.
I'm learning something right there. Come on, Scroll. Wow.
Yeah, and a place when the hooked up, that when they just hooked that bag to it, and it would take off.
Really?
Go down.
How about that? You knew that, Mark?
I did not know that.
I didn't know how that operated. That's pretty cool.
That was cool, man.
Yeah.
That was some good old days in those days.
Good memories for sure, huh, Mr. Alvin?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
There was those little blues that had that slaughterhouse on the highway.
The Le Bleus had a slaughterhouse on the highway?
They had a big slaughterhouse on the highway.
Okay.
And they were all buddies.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Well, Mr. Alvin Bemassi, my friend, we enjoyed the visit with you, and you call us again, okay?
I'll do that.
All right, my friend, you take care.
Y'all have a good day.
Yes, sir, you too. Good to hear from our Mr. Alvin Swallow, our good buddy, huh, Mark?
Yes, sir, it's always good to hear. World War II veteran, and we honor him and all, as well as all the veterans everywhere. Mike, c'est temps pour parler pour un autre bon sponsor, and that's going to be for the Carey's Roux. And again, the lines are open if you want to share your memories about the Swine Festival or about Veterans Day in Mamou. Both of those events are coming up very, very soon. We'd love to hear from you this morning through KVPI La Tasta Cafe. Talk with us in French or in English, whichever way. We just want to hear from you. Let's talk about Carey's Roux. And you know what? We with the cool weather, now more than ever, we enjoy our gumbos. We're lucky to be able to get Cajun ingredients made right here in Ville Platte. And I'm talking about the Carey's Roux products. Kerry LaFleur, the owner of Kerry's Roux and Pigstand Barbecue Sauce, is the son of Mr. Archange LaFleur, the original maker of Pigstand Barbecue Sauce. Back in 1975, Mr. Archange came up with the idea of that delicious ready-made roux. Kerry's Roux has extended its line of products, which includes his popular Kerry's Roux, the no-fat roux, the dry roux, the gumbo mix, the bisque mix, and jambalaya mix. And now it includes the garlic buttered flavor spray, barbecue flavored basting sauce. All of their products can be found throughout in stores throughout Louisiana, Texas, and Mississippi. Now, if your grocer doesn't carry those Kerry's products, be sure to ask for it. Also, visit Kerry's store online at kerrysroux.com. And you can order any of their products, and they'll ship it right to you. And you can start cooking great Cajun food, too. Remember, for that true Cajun flavor, you be sure to contact Kerry, Debbie, or Ross today at 363-6100.
Thank you, Mark. Speaking of Kerry, Kerry and I have been good friends forever. He's a little old, a little younger than me, a little older than you. And they had their Evangeline Academy reunion, 50-year reunion this weekend, Mark.
So they are what? They're a class of 71. They're a year. He's a year ahead of me. That's right. Our class is next year.
That's right. And then also Sacred Heart. I saw Sacred Heart, the class of 71, had their homecoming, so they celebrated, too. A lot of good pictures on Facebook, and looks like everybody had a great time.
Good
memories there. So, anyway, we got another phone call. Let's pick it up, and bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Hello.
Hello,
Mr. Mark and Mike.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Hey, you were talking about Gerard Wands a while ago?
Yes, sir, the fire at Gerard Wands, we were.
Yeah, December 1990.
That's correct.
I remember that real good. I caught me a pair of tennis shoes and a shirt and a pants the day before.
The day before, wow, you see that?
Yeah, I had a little Charger con over there.
Yeah, they were good about that. And you know, Gerard Wands, they sold clothes, but they also sold furniture, I mean TVs and appliances and groceries. They even sold some outboard motors, Mark. I don't know if you knew that, and some aluminum boats.
Yes.
I remember that, yeah. But yeah, so you got your clothes, your stuff the day before is what you're saying, Stephen?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I went to pay my, I went to pay my clothes out. Uh-huh. And you know, the lady told me about 2 weeks later, she said there were so many people that didn't pay their bill out.
We're having a hard time understanding you, Stephen.
Yeah,
you're having
a lot of people that didn't go pay their bill out after I went pay mine.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, I see what you're saying. Uh huh.
Yeah.
Well, good. Good.
Me and my mama we bought there for a long time.
Really? Yeah. A lot of people did.
Talking about another place, Floyd's Record Shop, when they were on Main Street there. Yeah. I bought a lot of music there too.
Did you, huh? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That was like the a shopping center at when you went to Gerard Wands. They had just they didn't have the malls in those days. That was like the mall right there.
Oh yeah.
All right, Stephen.
Oh, you talked about Evangeline Academy. I had a brother-in-law that graduated there too, but he graduated in 74.
74. Okay, that might have been maybe Mark's area.
Yeah, a couple of years after me.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. Everybody's all right at the radio station.
Yeah.
Tell Mr. Charlie, I've been praying for him, too.
Well, I'm going to talk to him this morning. I'm going to tell him you said hi, okay?
And he'll be back next week, huh?
We hope so. We're planning on it unless something comes up. That's the plan, okay?
I thought that's what I heard y'all say. At my sink, watching some dishes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Stephen. BMSC, thank you for calling, my friend.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Stephen.
Miss Deet, what you got there, Miss Deet?
I made candied apples yesterday for Halloween.
You made that?
Yeah, I made candied apples, so I brought you guys.
Wow, how nice of you. Look out now.
So how does one make candy apple? Explain, what's the process to do that?
Wow. Well, I go to Champagne's and I get the apples when they're on sale, and then I look for the box mix.
just a simple box mix.
Yeah, you can make them from scratch, but I'm lazy, so I just get the box mix from Champagne's.
I hadn't had a caramel one like this in a long, I mean, one of these in a long time.
Yeah, these are hard to find. They're easier to find the caramel ones, but my family likes the candied ones.
Yeah, the candied ones.
That's, that's our favorite.
Like, it reminds me of the fair.
Yeah,
the candy
exactly.
Apples at the fair.
The best is when you have the candy on the tray and then you just eat it without the apple, because, I mean, let's be honest, we're not eating it for the apple.
Or you get a knife and you chew.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Wow. You better have good teeth, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Dee, thank you so much. Yeah. Can't wait to get it home.
Exactly.
I'm going to do that.
Don't try to eat it while you're on the air. No. We'll never make it through the
air.
Might
have to hold my teeth in my hand.
Thank you, Miss
Dee. Thank you, Dee. All right.
Yeah, 363-2124. We got candy apples, no telling what else.
Never know.
We get all kinds of stuff here at Onatas.
You better believe. So anyway, we still got about 18 minutes left in our program. We got time for you to give us a call at 363-2124 if you want to talk to Mark or myself. We'd love to hear from you. So anyway, yeah, taking a picture of that stuff there, huh, Mark?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's see. I ran across something right here the other day. Yeah, they posted, Karen posted that, a Doucette's Barbershop right here with Norman and Larry. I know we've been through this discussion before, but Norman and Larry, when they first became partners or whatever.
What year was that, Mike?
Let's see if I can figure that out. Mark, 1973.
73. A year after I graduated.
Yeah, how about that? Larry Doucette at the Left local hairstylist welcomes Norman LaFleur to his staff. Norman brings with him several years of experience. I wonder where Norman worked before that. I never got to ask him that. I never questioned that. I was just curious.
Well, maybe Larry can fill us in, or Norman can call us.
Yeah.
And let us know. Now Larry's barbershop back then I'm trying to think what's there now. Is where the Ace Hardware used to be, Mike?
From what I'm understanding, and I remember it was somewhere in that area where he started off. I think his dad started around the courthouse, and then Larry started somewhere, like you said, around where the old Ace Hardware was.
Where that flea market was?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there was Jeff had a barbershop there, and I think Gerald, maybe Atalis, but then Larry built right on the other side of Platt Theater. That's where he built, and that's where he retired from, yeah.
Uh-huh.
A lot of good memories, a lot of good conversations there for sure, and with Norman and Larry and the whole gang there. And anyway, I know there's a lot of good conversations still going on over there, but they're not there. But anyway.
Exactly. 363-2124. We want to hear from you. We still have about 15 minutes left on the radio program.
All right. I got a call, Mark. Let's see who's speaking. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle? Hello?
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, good morning.
How you doing?
Well, I'm good. How are you? Your radio is...
Oh,
cut your radio a little bit. There you go.
Norman used to work at Arnold's.
Norman worked at Arnold's.
Arnold's Barbershop.
Oh, okay. Okay, see, I never questioned him about that. I didn't know. So he was across
the... He worked there before.
Okay. All right. Well, who's this?
Right,
hey, that's my neighbor speaking?
You got that right.
Hello, Ernest Ordway, my neighbor, the bricklayer. Thank you, neighbor. I appreciate that.
All right.
All right, buddy. All right. My neighbor, he listens every day, but he never calls too often.
Well, we got him on today.
And he knows some stuff now. He could carry a conversation. He knows everything. He's kind of like... people, when we get into something, what's his name there? I can't think. LaFleur.
Uh-huh.
You'll believe something. What's wrong with me? I went blank. But anyway.
Norman used to work at Arnold's.
At the Arnold's right across the street. That's where I'm guessing that's where it was at that time.
Yeah.
Jimmy LaFleur, that's who I'm thinking of. Jimmy and Ernest, they could talk to us all day long about old stuff.
They have such great memories.
In fact, the other day I met Jimmy at Walmart, and he was discussing something, I guess it was Friday, and I met him at Walmart, me and the wife, and he says, you know what, Mike? And he started talking about something we were carrying on there. He filled me on some more stuff I didn't know. I always learned something new with Jimmy. So I said, one day we want to have you on the show. He's got something he wants to bring. I think I said, a shoebox from the old days, maybe when the service and when the soldiers would come in. That's what he was telling me. The soldiers would come in, and they'd go to Little Mexico or something, and they had some guys that would shine their shoes and stuff, and he has one. He said, I want to bring it for y'all to see it. So
a shoebox?
A box that where they shine the shoes, you know, the whole little kit or whatever, where the shoe shine boys would use.
Oh, okay.
He said he had one. Something like that. So he might stop by one day and drop it off to us so we can see it. And maybe we can have a few words with him, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be neat. That'd be Jimmy LaFleur. All right. Good to hear from my neighbor, T. Earn.
Let's hear another message right now.
All right, buddy. We got Eric Gill for State Farm coming up.
Hi, this is State Farm Agent Eric Gill. It's tough out there, and you're probably feeling it with every bill you open, every payment you make, and every paycheck you stretch a little bit further than the last one. It means cutting costs, and one of the best places to start is at my office, Eric Gill State Farm. I am there to walk you through a free discount double check and make sure you're getting the car insurance discounts you deserve. Whether it's being a good driver, having a good student, or combining your car and home policies. I know how to turn 10% here, 15% there into real savings. Savings that could add up to hundreds of dollars. Now that's cutting back on cost without cutting back on coverage. Sounds good? Then give me a call, Eric Gill State Farm at 363-7737. We're located at 605 East LaSalle in Ville Platte. Because being there to help keep more money in your pocket is why I'm here. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, bien merci, 363-2124. We've got about 12 minutes left in our program. We still have time for a couple of more phone calls if someone wants to give us a holler. Mark, do you know anything about the orphan train with the orphan museum in Opelousas? You ever been there?
No, but I heard a lot about it. I know Bobby Dardo is a big promoter for that, and I think I've seen articles in the Bonne Nouvelle.
Actually, that's the reason I brought it, because I ran across that, and we visited, my wife and I visited the museum over there, and it is something to see, I tell you what. And I'm just wondering if anybody locally can mention someone who was on the orphan train. If I remember right, I worked with Vernon Lampke at T&J Ford, which mm-hmm. is Ray Lampke's brother. Mm-hmm. And I think, if I understood right, their father might have been on that train or something, but I'm not sure the whole story. But anyway, I'm sure there are other people from around here that know someone has been on it, because it's a big deal when you go over there. The museum is awesome, but all kind of autographs from that time, you know. But anyway.
These babies would be shipped by train to new foster homes all over, huh?
Exactly.
Including
right.
down here in South Louisiana. So I guess there's a lot of people that got their start here through that orphan train.
Yeah, absolutely. And they had a list of them. When I went over there was a whole list of people that were there at that time. And I know their families are still here, so I was just wondering. Now, I wonder how that worked. I mean, did you have to order ahead, or they just passed through the train, and those, they knew you were coming, and just pick? I don't know how that worked.
That I don't know.
I just wonder how that
maybe
worked.
Somebody is listening in can give us a call, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd like to hear that.
363-2124. We still got 10 minutes on our 10-minute Kides de Sunart program, and we'd love to hear from you to talk about the orphan train, or to talk about Veterans Day, or to talk about the Swine Festival over in Basile. Lots of subjects. We're just looking for callers to share their memories with us on La Tosta Cafe on KVPI for a big Monday morning.
All right. Thank you very much, Mark. 363-2124 is the number to call. We want to hear from you. Did y'all have some nurseries in Mamou? I'm sure y'all did at one time, huh, Mark? Nurseries like for plants and stuff like that? Or do you remember?
I don't remember. I'm sure there were, but I don't remember.
And the reason I'm saying that, I looked at some pictures last night. I have Mr. Nudie Janson had one, a big nursery. In fact, the trees in my front yard are over 40 years old, and the bushes, because I'm not one to take care of these bushes very well, but I trim them once or twice a year, but they're still there.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking of another one who was here on North Dupre Street, an elderly gentleman, and such a nice gentleman and his wife, and I cannot think of his name for nothing. He was on North Dupre Street right here. I know somebody else is going to know who that is.
And he had a nursery there?
He had a nursery. How come I can't think of his name? And I'm sure there were others, too. I just don't know right off the bat. So, anyway, someone can remember. But listen, we got another phone call. Let's see who's calling. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Hey, Mike, it's Brett.
Hey, buddy. What's going on? Hey,
not too much. I just thought I'd add a little bit. You're talking about the orphan thing. I'll tell you what I heard.
Okay, tell me.
I didn't experience, but well, you're right. My brother-in-law's daddy, to George, came with that. And he was raised up around Grand Prairie with some family.
Okay.
And then you see they got, I think Mr. Newmar Riley's daddy was an orphan thing.
Oh, Mr. Newmar with the bakery. Correct?
Well, not him, but his daddy.
That's what I mean to say. That's
him on the orphan train.
Okay.
And, yeah, I think that's what I understood.
Uh-huh. Brad, did they keep their family name, or are they...
Oh, you see, they were raised... Now, I stand to be corrected by, or not insult anybody, but I'm not sure if Gary and her daddy wasn't on an orphan train.
Who was that?
Gary Inhern.
He was just Inhern.
Yeah, I think you might be right, Mr. Eloy Inhern.
He was raised by
Audley Vedrine.
Big family.
Yeah, Audley Vedrine, my uncle and my aunt. I'm sorry, Audley's mama raised him.
Bobby Dupree with Dupree Carey Gunshaw.
Uh huh.
His daddy was an orphan train.
Now, Brad, coming back to that, your sister is married to Ray Lemke, which is would have been his daddy. That's what we're talking about? Is that right?
Yeah, Ray's daddy. Uh-huh. They're Verdon and all them.
Correct. That's right.
Yeah, Verdon, yeah, their daddy was Mr. George.
Okay.
He came on the orphan train.
Yeah, I remember something like that.
I understand he was raised around some family around Grand Prairie.
Wow, that's interesting.
And then you see, what's his name, that Dupree with Dupree Carey Gunshaw, Bobby Dupree?
Bobby Dupree, correct.
And you see him and his brothers, their daddy came on the orphan. He was an orphan.
Wow. You see that?
He was raised probably by some people in place also there somewhere. And then, so they did well in life. Mr. Dumas got the bakery from Mr. Skelly, so he did well.
That's right.
And from a family like that, you know, they were so glad, I guess, to have a family. So they worked. Them people work.
I'll bet, huh?
So there's plenty of others. But I thought, as I said, I think Gary's daddy was
I think he was, because he was kind of in the family, distantly in the family. But, yeah, I remember Mr. Inhern. He was a carpenter.
His last name was Inhern?
Yeah. Eloy Inhern was his name.
How you wish us Inhern, and he wasn't a local name. So
that's right.
I learned later he was raised by Audley Vedrine's daddy and him, I guess. I don't know.
You know, speaking of that, his Mr. Eloy's wife is something to do on the board, or she was, if she's still around, the board of the orphan train. I remember something like that.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Well, good, Brad. That's some good memories. You got good memories there. I'm glad you could
put it. Yeah, there's just a few I know, and I'm sure there's others that were raised with the orphans around here between here, Mamou, and everything. Like Mark said, when they come in on the train, They were placed on there, I guess, when they were old enough to make it.
Yeah.
Put them on there and they take a chance. And as they get to some depots, they distribute them, I guess. And that's the best thing to say.
Wow, that's all we know, huh?
People that could afford to provide for them, they'd take them kind of like adopting, you know, whatever.
That was amazing. That was amazing.
That's what I think. I don't know.
I think, from what I know, I think what you're saying, it sounds about right, too. Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to throw that in there. Yeah.
Thank you, Brad. We enjoyed that very much. Thank you very much. Mark, you want to do a spot or pick up a call?
Not another call, Mark.
All right. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle? Hello, you got to lower your radio, please. Lower your radio. Can you lower your radio, please? A little bit. That's much better. All right. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Good morning. It's Camille.
Well, hello, Camille. What's going on this morning?
I just wanted to add one to the orphan train, but I don't think you all mentioned her. Miss Helen Easton, who was married to, talking about G.R. Grant.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Helen, that's Bob's mama, and of course, Mr.
Burke?
Burke's mother. Mm-hmm. And Miss Kathleen.
Okay.
She came on the orphan train.
Okay, well, there you go. That's another one. See, we didn't know. And
Mr. and Mrs. Guillaume Ardouin were her parents. That's who had adopted her.
Guillaume Ardouin from the G. Ardouins. Yeah.
Because she was one that we always kept up with, because Miss Kathleen, of course, you know, was a good friend of ours, a teacher, and so her daddy. And we always, you know, kept up with the orphan train because of that, although they didn't have the big as much as they have today with the museum and everything.
Right, right.
But the more you talk about it, it's amazing how many families way back have a grandmother, great-grandmother, cousins that came on that train.
Now, I'm sure there is. I'm sure there are a lot of stories we could be told about that, huh?
Mm-hmm. I've never been to the museum, but they say it's wonderful.
It is. The wife and I visited it. You need to check it out. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. It's nice for us to have it right here. Okay, that's what I wanted to
say. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate your input, huh?
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you, Camille.
All right, Mark, you got another word for it before we pick up another call?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's see. I got something from Savoie Medical before we pick up another call.
Bonjour, mon ami. Mon nom est Brent Burge. And pharmacist is Savoie Medical Center, le Savoie Cancer Center pour plus de 30 ans. Si quelqu'un dans ton famille besoin la soin de cancer, le choix pour vous autres. La Dr. Paul Zhang du Medical Oncologist, aussi Dr. Lawrence Menache du Radiation Oncologist, acceptez-moi le nouveau patient. Peut-être voir un docteur loin de la maison, mais tu veux, il suit ton soin près de la maison, tu peux faire ça à Mamou Cancer Center. Juste appelle ton docteur pour faire arrangement pour faire ça. Aussi, si tu as besoin de traitement pour anémie, du osteoporosis, les maladies du trip, appelle Savoir Cancer Center pour faire arrangement. Parce que le choix est pour vous autres. Laisse les familles et nous autres, soignez la famille et vous autres. Merci.
All right, bien, merci. Mark, before we pick up a call, you got something for us?
Yes, sir, Mike. Then we'll pick up a call. Looking for the right facility for your loved one when they're in need of short-term rehabilitation or long-term skilled nursing can be a very difficult task. And the folks at Prairie Manor Nursing Home will be happy to help you and able to answer the many questions you may have before making that important decision. Prairie Manor is a not-for-profit organization whose mission is to provide the highest quality care, utilizing the skills and knowledge of the entire staff as valued members of their care team, which provides 24-hour skilled nursing care, including physical, occupational, and speech therapy. They invite you to come and tour their facility. Allow them to demonstrate what a wonderful home and family they have at Prairie Manor. If you'd like more information, you be sure to call 599-2031 or come by anytime to experience the warm, family-oriented atmosphere at Prairie Manor Nursing Home, an equal opportunity housing and employer. Mike?
All right, bien merci, Mark. Let's pick up a phone call. And bonjour, qui c'est qui parle? Hello? Hello, hello? All right.
They might have hung up.
Mark, we're sorry about that, but we had some commercials to do. So, you know what? Let's do another one right now, if you don't mind, Mark, from Bon Ami Insurance.
Bonjour, mes amis de tout le staff au Le Bon Ami Insurance Appraisal and Real Estate Service, 423 East Bennettville Platte, in the heart of Cajun country. L'office de Bon Ami est prêt pour vous donner les quotes sur toutes vos assurances pour les chars, les trucks, homeowners and business, as well as all types of building contractors, including workers' comp and general liability insurance and life insurance, too. And you can depend on a good staff with over 45 years combined experience at Bon Ami. You'll find their friendly staff of Bo and Hazel and Cowboy Phil. And enjoy a bon cajun visit and a cup of complimentary coffee every day. The office is across from the Old Floyd's Record Shop on East Main. Et ça parle un petit peu de français. Travaillez dur pour vous donner les meilleurs discounts dessus votre besoin d'assurance. Ils vont vous traiter comme la famille. And see Cowboy Phil, who's a licensed appraiser and real estate broker. Phone number 363-8888. Ça, c'est pour Bon Ami Insurance Appraisal and Real Estate Service, right là-dessus East Main, à la Ville Platte.
All right, Mark, let's pick up one last short phone call, all right? And bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Mr. Wright.
Hey, Mr. Gallo, come on, ça va?
Bien, qui ça, la Jaxi? Squat passe pour les prêts de faire mon toucher.
What you going to tell us this morning, my friend?
Bonjour à vous, Mark.
Uh-huh. Bonjour à vous aussi.
Hey, bonjour, Mr. Gallo.
Come on, Mr. Charlie.
We heard Mark visited with him last week. I believe he's doing much better. Hopefully, maybe by next week, he might be back with us. We're hoping so. This week, he's still got some things going on, some appointments and stuff, but I think he'll be back with us, and we're hoping and praying he will be.
I wish him well. I thought he was still in the hospital.
No, he's out of the hospital. He's back home.
He's back home.
He's just taking some therapy and stuff right now, so he's doing much better from what he told us.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Bones, go ahead. Peut-être il avait kicked the bucket.
Oh, no. We don't want to talk about that, huh?
No. No, pas du tout.
Pas du tout is right.
Mr. Mark.
Yes, sir.
Come on, what passed with the weekend?
Ça passait trop vite. My weekends go too fast.
Mark, are you able to travail hier dimanche? He's usually off on Sundays. He had to work, so it cut his weekend in half. Yeah.
Ça, c'est bon, là, tu fais la pièce.
Exactement.
Yeah, you exactement. Go. That's the bottom line. Exactement.
Là, t'as pu faire un bon job, boys. C'est là pour gagner.
All right, Mr. Gallo. Bien merci pour le phone call, mon ami.
Sonia, with us.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, Mark, you know what? Let's hear one last commercial from Dr. Jake LaFleur before we call it quits here.
Dr. Jake LaFleur specializes in adult primary care at Evangeline Primary Care offices at 503 Jack Miller Road, Suite B in Ville Platte. You're invited to visit with Dr. Jake LaFleur today. His office hours are from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. on Friday. They're accepting walk-in patients during those hours. Most insurance plans are accepted. Dr. Jake LaFleur practices internal medicine covering common diseases such as diabetes, asthma, emphysema, arthritis, and gastrointestinal diseases. That's Dr. Jake LaFleur with medical offices at 503 Jack Miller Road, Suite B in Ville Platte. Call his office to schedule a visit today, 363-7036.
All right, Ben, I see. And Mark, that's going to about do it for this Monday morning on La Tosta Cafe. We want to thank everyone for listening in and for being with us. And all of you called in, we appreciate it. And Mark and I are going to be back with you tomorrow morning. And by the way, I want to thank our sponsors, which are Peter Strawitz, Edward Jones, Eric Gill Insurance, Carrie's Rue, Prairie Manor Nursing Home, Rocky Riders Collision Center, Savoy Medical Center, Stat Home Health, Bon Ami Insurance, Teach Food Store, and Coburn Supply, Dr. Jake LaFleur, and Brown's Furniture Company. That's what made our sponsors for today. Hope you had a good time, and hope to see you back again tomorrow morning, okay?